It's here and now. And Lisa, so hard to believe, but summer is almost gone. Labor Day, it's going to be here in less than 2 weeks.
I know, but think of the bright side, Deepa. Tomatoes, lots and lots of tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lisa, we are back in school mode over here, which means routine. And for us parents, figuring out what to make for dinner every
tomatoes,
day.
Tomatoes, so I'm telling you, Deepa.
Tomatoes, yes. I am so glad that here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst is here because I need some inspiration. And I love how Kathy celebrates the waning days of summer because she's got delicious recipes. Kathy, hi.
Hello.
So, Kathy, tell us how your garden is growing. And we want to talk about many recipes. I've mentioned tomatoes, haven't I? But also for your end of summer pasta, which is such a sad name, it features that undervalued summer vegetable, zucchini. What are you doing with that?
Actually, it's called Please Don't Let It End of Summer Pasta because I get so sad this time of year. I just love summer. But this pasta is a celebration. I have a load of zucchini and tomatoes and basil growing in my garden and wonderful corn down the street from a Maine farmer. This pasta is as simple as it can be. Deepa, take a note because this is perfect for a school night. You boil a pot of water. Okay. And then you are going to saute some zucchini that you're going to cut into small cubes in olive oil and garlic. Simple, simple. Meantime, you're going to shuck some fresh corn. Put the corn cob in a bowl and use a sharp knife and just cut down the cob and remove the kernels from the cob. But do not throw the cob away because that makes wonderful corn stock for a soup or a chowder. Mm. But we're going to focus on the pasta today. So we have this sauteed zucchini and we have garlic and we're going to throw a little fresh basil in there. When our water comes to a boil, we're going to throw in linguine, spaghetti, whatever your favorite pasta is. We're going to boil the pasta, we're going to drain it, we're going to add a little bit of the pasta water to the skillet with zucchini because it actually helps the sauce adhere to the pasta and it thickens it slightly. Huh. So then we toss the pasta with the zucchini, the basil, the garlic, we add the corn kernels, we add a little knob of butter, which will make it creamy, and then we surround the whole dish with beautiful chopped August tomatoes or cherry tomatoes. It is so colorful and bright and honestly, you cook the sauce in the time it takes for the water to boil.
Oh, I'm picturing it. It just looks beautiful. Sounds great, too. And Lisa's going to be happy because you put some tomatoes around there.
Some tomatoes, too.
Let's make her even more happy with your next recipe, which is a tomato and zucchini galette.
Yes. A galette is a free-form pie or tart. It is a great invention for those who are terrified of making pies. And with this galette, you could use store-bought pasta crust, or you can make a very simple one, which I will take you through, which just uses flour, water, and butter. Now, the filling, this recipe comes from my dear friend, Catherine Alford, who is a food writer for the Provincetown Independent. You grate the zucchini in a colander, put some salt on it, and what that does is release some of the moisture. You squeeze out the excess liquid, and then you roll out your pastry. Again, you might have bought it, you might have made it, and then you're going to line it with this grated zucchini, some tomatoes, a tiny bit of flour, and basil, and sprinkle it with some Parmesan or Pecorino. You lift the sides of the pastry up around the filling, but not completely. The center will be exposed. You have a circle, and you pop it in the oven. And this is a whole dinner with a beautiful end-of-summer salad, and very striking and super impressive considering how straightforward it is.
Do you serve these things warm or cold, both the pasta and the galette?
The pasta I serve warm, mm-hmm. Very much so. But the galette is beautiful at room temperature.
Now, I know we're going to be talking with you in a couple of weeks about some recipes for late summer fruits and what you can do with them. And I wonder if you could give us a little bit of a preview right now.
I can't because it all happens spontaneously.
Oh, my gosh.
But I will be picking the last of the blackberries and raspberries and blueberries, and it's been a very tough year for peaches, so we will be talking about all of that very soon.
And any other advice for what to do with the remnants of your garden right now if you want to make the most of what you have?
Yes, this is the 5-minute recipe that sounds too good to be true. Again, you take fresh corn because it is everywhere right now. You cut it off the cob. You mix some miso, a very light white miso, with some butter. You saute the corn in there, and that's it. It's called sauteed corn with miso butter. You add a few scallions if you like. It is 4 ingredients, full of umami, full of flavor, and takes 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Perfect for schoolmates.
So inspiring. Thank you. We've been talking late summer recipes with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thanks.